U.S. Catholic Bishops Appeal for Peace Amid Threats of Armed Protests. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 17, 2021. Leaders of the U.S. Bishops' Conference, USCCB, have launched an appeal for peaceful and civil public discourse as threats circulate of armed resistance at state capitals to protest the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden. In a statement posted on the USCCB website, Oklahoma City Archbishop Paul Coakley, chairman of the Bishops' Committee on Domestic Justice and Human Development, urged peace following the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, and reports of an FBI bulletin warning of armed protests in state capitals in Washington, D.C., in the coming week. The FBI warning includes a threat of groups urging participants to storm state capitals and other government buildings and threatening a huge uprising, as well as reports of threats against lawmakers and their families, the bishop's website noted. Like Pope Francis, after viewing the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, I was astonished, Archbishop Coakley said, a violent attack on a peaceful political process at the heart of our democracy, bombs placed at political party headquarters, the murder of a police officer and others dead and injured, symbols of racial hatred, calls to execute politicians, a gallows and a noose. There were those present who misappropriated Christian symbols as well. There must be accountability for these actions, the archbishop added. As a Christian, I must say to anyone considering further violence, you are being led astray by a voice that is not from God, he said. St. Paul gave us a reliable test of what is from God and what is not. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, Gal 5:22-23. The Archbishop called on all Catholics and people of goodwill to look into their hearts and to look at the images of the events on January 6 and the messages that accompanied them on social media. Look at the symbols of racial hatred in the crowd, he said. If you supported this, or are considering further actions in the coming week, ask, is what I intend the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Are my intentions expressions of love for others, including those I may consider enemies? He continued. Are they reflections of joy? Will they lead to peace? Do they exhibit patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control? The violence of January 6, and the many voices that urged it on, including some political leaders, were the opposite of these things, he said. As St. Paul taught, hatred, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions are opposed to the Spirit of God, he said. Do not listen to those sowing hatred, anger, and divisions. They lead you away from God. Though sometimes masked in deceit or seemingly demanded by fear, for your sake and the sake of others, do not mistake empty promises for the love and peace that come only from God, he urged. Follow at Williams Rome.